everyone. It's been an awful long time. I can't even remember the last time that I did an audio boo, but a lot has been happening in my life since June the 9th, about 3 months ago. I met a very nice gentleman. His name is Roy Perron, and he's from Vancouver, British Columbia. And I'm the happiest I've ever been. We just started out talking about different things. And I told him, you know, I needed a vacation. So, Todd, you know, and we started talking on June the 9th. And we talked every day for quite a while. For a while, he's in a wheelchair and he has spinal bifida. And for a while, he has to go to bed really early, about 7 his time, which is 10, 9. So for a while, when he was first going to bed, we couldn't talk at night. So I was sort of, you know, getting lonely and doing my own thing. But we were sort of talking, and he has attendants that come in and help him. So one of his attendants set up his laptop by his bed. So now we can talk at night. Sometimes I stay up like till 2 a.m., sometimes almost 3, talking to him. It depends how, you know, depends how tired I am. But we're very, very close, and we have been since the start. You know, like, I've been doing a lot of research on spinal bifida and doing a lot of research, you know, on his condition, you know, and stuff like that, that wheelchair users, you know, and different things like that. And right from the start, I've been doing that, and, you know, he's told me things about Vancouver, and I've been doing a lot of research. So I think it was about, well, it was the end of June that we talked about it, near the end of June. And I knew I had some money coming to me in July. And it was from an inheritance that my mom set up for me years ago. And it wasn't earning interest. And I had decided to take it out and use it for some reason. So anyway, July 19th, we talked about it. And July 19th, I went in and I booked a flight. July 20th. I mean, I went in and I booked a flight to Vancouver. So next Tuesday, a week from today, I'm going to Vancouver. I'm flying to Vancouver for 4 weeks to see Roy. So we're pretty excited about this. When I'm there, we're going to do some touring. And I have a friend here in St. Catharines, and her daughter lives out in Vancouver. So I'm going to be meeting up with her, and we're going to go to Stanley Park and just have a great time. Roy lives in an apartment building, and it's pretty noisy there, so, you know, I've heard all the sounds, a lot of the sounds, you know, when I've been, you know, I've heard a lot of sounds and stuff, you know, when we've been talking on Skype. We talk on video camera and Skype, so we see each other all the time, and it's just amazing. And the only problem is my family. My brother isn't very supportive of this, and his family isn't very supportive, but his sister does want to meet me when I'm out there, so she probably will realize how nice I am and stuff like that. And eventually, the plans are, if we get along really great, for me to either move out there or for him to move here, within the next couple of years. He has a cat. Her name is Sasha, so it's S-H-A, and it's black and white, and it's got a mustache. The hardest part that I find right now, though, about me going out there, and I know it's, shouldn't let it worry, is B, but one of my friends in St. Catharines that I've talked about before, Gwen, is going to be taking her for the 4 weeks I'm out there. Actually, she's going on Saturday, so she's going to be gone more than 4 weeks, but, you know, it's going to be nice, you know, for me, you know, to, you know, it's going to be hard maybe Saturday, but it's going to be nice, you know, for her to have, to her be at Gwen's, because Gwen says she's got quite a few mice and stuff like that. So within the next week, I got quite a few things to do. Also, WICS Radio, where I was working and where I met the gym guy that I'm no longer with and no longer associate really with, has closed. It closed on Sunday. And Brian Ford, that's one of the people there, has opened up a brand new station, and it will be opening up soon, and It's called the Balance Radio, so it'll be opening up within the next few months, so I'll still have a home to broadcast. I don't know what else to say now, but I just wanted to let you know what was going on, you know, and stuff like that, and to let you know that I'm very, very happy, and I hope, you know, I hope to boo soon. Maybe when I'm out west, I'll do a boo and have Roy in it, or maybe even from the airport. From one of the airports, I'll do a boo. But you all take care, and God bless.